I was gonna do that.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perv. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com and creator of the Trelling for Traffic Productivity and Organizational Course, guys, where I'm literally handing you all of my business systems and processes in the form of 20 plus customized Trello boards, including how I plan mega launches, how I plan webinars, how I actually do my quarterly and goal setting, which is very important considering we're starting quarter four very shortly here. And you can get all of that for just $24, guys. And Trello itself is free, so it's honestly one of the best investments that you can make going in to quarter four to make sure you have the most profitable one you can have. So head on over to trelloingfortraffic.com. There's a link in the show notes. So today's episode is very much of that documenting versus creating mindset that Gary Vaynerchuk always talks about. And that is today, I was thinking of creating a podcast about, you know, what to do if you're overwhelmed. And then when I reached over to my iPhone this morning, there was another marketer who I love and respect. And they put out an episode. Well, it wasn't like how to deal with overwhelm. It was very, very similar. So I had to sit there and think to myself, do I still want to put out this episode? Or do I want to do something different? And at first I'm like, you know, I'm just going to pull out this episode. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I bet you if I am having these feelings, somebody else out there right now is probably having the same thing too. Because I feel like we always have like this brilliant idea for like a course or an ebook or a blog post or a video. And then someone else like beats us to the punch. And then eerily, it could be like the same exact day. Or you're like, oh my goodness, like I'm going to launch my course on productivity. And then someone who's like more famous or a different blogger than you conveniently has the same launch dates for, you guessed it, a productivity course. And then it just dredges up all these awful, awful feelings. So I'm going to tell you how I personally deal with this. And I think that's going to help you a lot as well. But first, let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. Oh, ConvertKit, how I love you. And just a reminder, guys, if you have purchased the Email Marketing Fairy template set and ebook, or if you haven't quite yet, I just added a brand new bonus where it is called the ConvertKit Launchpad, where I teach you how to do a lot of advanced automations and tips and tricks, like how to stop sending emails to people once they actually buy, maybe once they sign up for your webinar. We talk about how to have one welcome series that gets triggered by a whole bunch of content upgrades. A lot of really deep tips and tricks that you just can't really find anywhere else. And you guys get that completely for free when you purchase the Email Marketing Fairy ebook, which I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. It's theemailmarketingfairy.com, but I just want to let you all know it's there and it's super awesome. So let's go ahead and dive right into what to do when somebody else beats us to the punch, or when somebody bigger than us, and I'm putting in quotes, talks about something very similar to what we were going to do. So the very first thing that I want you to do is just breathe. Literally, like a, just take it with me. You know, even if you're not stressed and overwhelmed because somebody else decided to do something you wanted to do this week, just take a deep breath in anyways. So after you take that deep breath, it's going to help calm us and center us and really be able to dive into the feelings that we're having. So that's actually step number two. And I want you to either grab a pen or paper Or if you're like myself and you're more of a talker, you can literally say this stuff out loud to yourself. If you feel weird talking to yourself, you can always put like your cell phone up to your ear and like pretend you're talking to somebody else. But we want to be able to really zero in and get the feelings and all the stories and the underlying junk that's coming up and bubbling up for us here. So it can be something, you know, start very, very basic. Like, I wanted to create a video about mindset and Marie Forleo just released one today. Okay. Why is that bothering me so much? Well, people are going to think that I'm copying Marie Forleo. You know, Marie Forleo has a bigger audience. So why would somebody want to hear that from me instead of her? You know, her video looks so much nicer than mine. It has the graphics. I don't have all that sort of stuff. And then it's like, okay, so why does it matter? Why does it matter? And what you're going to end up finding out is that sometimes you get these completely random stories. Like, you know, you wanted to buy a pair of Converse black sneakers, but like, one of your best friends bought them like 2 weeks prior, and then you buy them anyways because you think that they look cool. And then she's like, oh my goodness, like, why are you copying me? And like, people like laugh at you and make fun of you. So what you'll end up finding is usually there's some type of embarrassment. You'll feel like a fraud. You'll feel phony, like you're a copier. And because of all those issues, people aren't going to like you anymore. And despite what everyone wants to think, that they don't give an F about what everyone else thinks, there is still that ingrained sort of feeling that like, we need to belong and connect. But I'm here to tell you guys, just get rid of that. You're like, but Kate, that's like years and years of tribe mentality. Like, what are you talking about? Like, just get rid of it. I want you to get rid of the junk around it. I guarantee you that no one is sitting there being like, oh my goodness, she totally put out a video the same day Marie Forleo did about the same topic. I bet it's just the same thing. No one cares about you that much. I know we like to think that we're the center of our audience's universe, but we're not. Now, there could be a situation, realist here, where, you know, you're putting out a course about sewing and someone who you consider competition, I'm using air quotes, puts one out, you know, the same week or the week before. And does that blow timing wise? Yeah, but there are more than enough people running around, guys. There's like 7 billion people on the planet, okay? I'm pretty sure that there are enough customers to go around, especially when you go ahead and do the rest of the stuff we talk about. So after you get all those junkies out and you realize what the issue is and you just ask yourself, like, is this true? 9 times out of 10, it's no, like, it's not true. Like, people, no one's going to send me a message. I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you did this. So we can just sort of relax. So when it actually comes to proudly creating this content and putting it out in the world, if you are still having these feelings that are like, I don't know, I still just feel like icky about it, whatever piece of content that you're creating, go ahead and acknowledge that somebody else talked about it first. Now, you don't want to like name names and be like, oh, like Marie Forleo sucked and here's why. But you can literally say, especially if it's a blog post, you know, so I know the other day Marie Forleo or Denise Duffield Thomas or Jess Lively was talking about this topic, but here's my take on it. And that's really where number three comes, and that is, you know, putting your own secret sauce on there, really calling out the differences. So some of the things that are different about mine, like there's a million blog posts about growing your list, and I'm sure that there's a million that came out at the time that I published mine, because I do that every once in a while about list building. And it's just like, I make sure that I have my own flavor. So I have my vernacular, like home slice. I really try to call people out. I try to be funny. And then what I can do to make it stand out is I can include a video if it's a blog post. Maybe I want to include an audio or a video. Maybe I want to create a special handout for people. Think to yourself, how can I make this different? Because chances are, especially if you're in the online space or it's like business serving other businesses, there's really only so many ways you can talk about stuff. Like, say the law of attraction, just because we're kind of talking about that. There's really like 3 steps. And everyone really has like the same 3 steps, but maybe you tackle them in a slightly different way. So maybe like you have some hacks for how to act as if when you don't have it, or how to deal when imposter syndrome comes in. And these are some things that you can actually weave into your content. But again, guys, you can feel free to say like, you know, I was reading this book, or, you know, in Girl Wash Your Face, they talk about this, you know, here's my take on it. That is fine. And people will actually respect you for it. So that's really great for free content. I hear y'all saying it, but Kate, like, what about a course? So like, I'm not doing this, so don't ever come and ask me. So say I decide that I want to put out a Facebook ads course, which I wouldn't, because I love the FB framework, which you can head on over to katedollister.com/FB framework to get on the wait list for that. Courtney Foster Donahue does it. It's amazing. But if I went ahead and put one out there, people might be like, oh, like, she's copying Courtney. I thought she really liked Courtney's stuff. then it's up to me to talk about how my differences are. I don't need to necessarily be like, oh, in Courtney's course, she teaches it this way, but I teach it that way. That's like not cool because you don't want to name names, but you can say in other courses, they teach it like this. However, I've had this background. This is what makes it unique. And here's how this method is going. So in the Love Your List course, I talk about making sure that if you talk about any type of process that you name it something, and that is the way that you can stand out and really differentiate yourself. So like when it comes to creating a freebie, there's really like three things that you need to keep in mind, but I call mine the Sir Mix-a-Lot and the Spruce method. By having those two things, it makes it uniquely me, okay? And that's the sort of stuff that I want you to think about because no one is going to have the same exact point of view. Now, again, if you are about to release this content, you're like, oh my goodness, this is literally like word for word what I was going to talk about. Well, then you need to go back to the drawing board. Maybe that's a wake up call for yourself and that you are really being an apple tree in an apple orchard and you need to start actually trying to be an orange tree. So how can you infuse more of you in there? How can you make it different? This might come with adding different stories or making different correlations or causalities or honestly having better graphics or like we talked about video, audio, all of this amazing stuff to make your piece of content, which could have been talked about a million times, completely unique and yours. So the last step, guys, promote the crap out of it with pride. I feel like a lot of people, when they're in that situation, and myself included, you're like, you don't want everyone to know that you have the Converses because Sally got them last week. But where are those bad boys? Put them on Instagram. Have a story about them. Go ahead and do it. You can literally say in all of your promotional content, like, this is my take on blank. Or it's like, you've heard all the gurus talk about this. Here's what the little guys need to know. Because there's always that filter and there's always something different about you versus person B. And you can go ahead and call it out. Or maybe you want to build off of it. Maybe you want to do a ladder technique. It's like, you know, last week, Sally talked about this and she had some amazing tips and they're A, B, C, and D. Again, we're crediting our sources. We're linking back to it. Here's the next step that she left off. Okay. There's a million different ways that you can actually see people really as someone who is helping you and help your audience even better than thinking, oh my God, competition. Okay. So guys, that is it for this week. If you have any other questions or if you have felt this way and you're like, I am so glad I'm not the only person that freaks out when someone else puts out something strikingly similar to what I was going to say, go ahead and hit me up over on Instagram. It is Kate_Doster. There's a link in the show notes. I have been hitting the stories hard, y'all, which I just was fancy enough to get my business Instagram account. So now it'll be over on my Facebook business page as well. But does anyone actually listen to stories on Facebook? Go ahead and let me know over on the old Instagrams that has to deal with this episode. And I will see you guys next week. If I walked over to your laptop, how many tabs are I see open? 1, 2, 27. And let's be real, you're probably listening to this podcast with one earbud in and you're driving or doing the dishes, but secretly you're mapping out your next new course, which will definitely propel you to six figures and beyond, unlike those eight other half-finished stinker courses that are just clogging up your hard drive on your computer. Those things are going nowhere. But then you remember you haven't actually done a blog post in like 2 months, so you should probably do that, but your traffic's like 5, so that really doesn't matter that much, especially since you're now getting the red arrow of death from your Facebook business page. So clearly you now need to do a live, but you got to clean up the house and make sure that the kids aren't around and get that done. So then maybe you'll go back to the course, but then I don't know about the blog post, but like, it's really going to be that effective. And then you just get so frazzled and so overwhelmed. They just like, screw it. I'm watching the Gilmore Girls again. Hashtag Team Jess forever. The problem is that you're trying to run your business from a pretty notebook that you got from Target that you've lost, and the scrap pieces of paper that you now use to kind of make up for it, which have a never ending to-do list that never gets done because you're so scattered. What you need is a simple system that was created for somebody like you, an uber passionate, super scattered, shiny object prone creative entrepreneur with a passion for business, but organization's not really your strong point. Created by somebody who actually gets it, the most anti-type A personality that there is, me. What you need is Trelling for Traffic. Trelling for Traffic is literally your business in a box. see, unlike that pretty notebook that we still can't find, Trello for Traffic actually comes with boards and workflows that you can use to run your business. I'm talking about breaking down everything into the nitty-grittiest, smallest parts so nothing slips through the cracks. Everything from what you need to do when with a mega launch to how to use Pinterest without actually having to pay for a scheduler. And of course, my favorite, how to plan out your quarter, week, and day, because if I'm looking at everything in my week, I'm gonna skip around. That's why my day board is my favorite. Now, to get your hands on all of these 22 boards and 15 workflows, which have been called life-changing by not one, but several of the 100 students that invested in this course the first 3 days it was open, craziness, right? Head on over to trellingfortraffic.com. That's trellingfortraffic.com. And guys, I didn't even tell you the best part. It's only $24. Isn't your sanity worth $24? Especially when I will give you that recognition and revenue that your business deserves. So head on over to trellingfortraffic.com right now. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks! Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.